A teacher at the University of Cambridge Primary School reported in autumn 2021 that a child in her class who had previously been phobic of new foods and had been receiving specialist help from a dietitian for 2 years had suddenly felt able to try 3 new fruits during a taste-ed lesson. It seemed there was something about using her senses so actively that made the process of eating become something lighter and more pleasurable. Perhaps the greatest cause of hope that a new culture of the senses may yet emerge is that although we live and eat in a world vastly different from our hunter-gatherer ancestors, we are still the same sensory beings underneath. If you want to start eating differently, the power is, to a large extent, in your own hands, with those marvelous opposable thumbs, as well as in your nose. I'm talking here about people who have enough to eat. Sensory joy and hunger do not go together. Those of us who are still lucky enough to have a sense of smell should try to use it to the full while we can. Keep small pots of herbs in the kitchen or the garden if you have one. When feeling low, pick a mint leaf, rub it on your hand and inhale deeply. Try to know your food with your ears, nose and hands as well as with your eyes. Smell it, touch it and look at it before you taste it. Explore the complex world of joy that is spice. Notice the many differences between fake emoji peaches and real peaches. Learn to recognize the equally huge differences between ultra-processed bread and real bread. Start to relish a range of tastes that go beyond sweetness. Appreciate the bitterness of grapefruit or the sourness of rhubarb. Next time you eat a particularly delicious pizza, try to notice why it was so pleasing. Was it the dough? The sauce, the cheese, or all three? Feel the ridges on a stick of celery or the soft embroidery on a leaf of kale. A human who eats without engaging their senses of smell, sound, and touch is like someone who observes the world through a pane of frosted glass. For as long as you still can, squeeze the figs and smell the coffee. Come to your senses.